Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3. Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Hey, Magical Engineer Frank, you ready? Thanks for boosting that volume. I had a trouble hearing. We got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We, on the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about fighting toxicity and how we can do that. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. Our devotional puts us in Psalms 34 and Nathan 1, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Hey, day of trouble, trust in the Lord. You can't go wrong with that. Mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Let's keep Frank. Okay, we got all the quacker sound bites. Okay, we're going to talk about Japan. This is interesting. I don't know if you heard about this, Frank. Japan's national police is going to start using pre-crime surveillance cameras to enhance, they're enhanced with artificial intelligence, security measures, of course. So the National Police Agency confirmed their move, adding to their plans, they're conducting tests on these AI integrity type cameras. They're going to do that for the first fiscal year, should conclude in March 2024, they said, according to the reports. The AI cameras will concentrate on three aspects in their machine learning pattern recognition. One is behavior detection, look for suspicious activity. Two is object detection, look for guns or other weapons. And three, intrusion detection, or the, you know, people are, you know, venturing into restricted areas. So for a trial, though, the cameras won't use facial recognition at all. Instead, they'll focus on the behavior detection. And they said all AI cameras are already being widely used in Europe and the United States and, of course, Asia. Well, I say, well, if, don't get caught trying to, you know, break into your car or home if you locked yourself out. Apparently, that's a problem. All right, moving along in the quack report. Well, researchers find evidence of toxic chemicals in some cosmetics and plastics. This was a study published in the Environmental Health Protective Journal. Researchers out of California said they found new evidence of several chemicals that are used in plastics, in the production of plastic, also in industrial applications for plastic, and also cosmetic industry. They find these chemicals in the blood of pregnant women. It increases the risk for mother and baby. They said the study recruited and enrolled women in San Francisco between 2014 and 2018. They were between the age of 18 and 40 years of age. And they were pregnant with just one baby, so no multiple births. And they were in their second trimester. And they were not diagnosed with pregnancy complications. So interesting. What you are, what you eat, right? Last but not least in the quack report, a spoonful of olive oil, they say, each day could save you from having dementia. This is a new study. Researchers in Boston said olive oil, very popular, used in culinary dishes. It's a staple item, of course, in the Mediterranean diet. They said it could potentially play a critical role in preventing you from having brain health issues. So adding olive oil to your menu on a regular basis, they say, can decrease your risk of dementia-related health issues by as much as 28%. Well, olive oil. It's the only oil I use. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okie dokie. So let's jump right into our fighting toxicity, shall we? Most of us love certain foods, right? Frank, what is your favorite food? Don't tell me garlic. I already know that's a herb you like. What's your favorite food? Do you have a favorite one? I know you like beef jerky. Or do you have like a sweet tooth? A lot of people do have those. Just
whether using your cell phone for business, well, or staying in touch with
I
them.
Can hear Oh, you like what? Chicken? Oh, Frank likes chicken. Okay, well, listen up, Frank. We got some news about chicken here. Sweet and salty foods, usually at the top of most people's list, you know, most of them. So food assessment or a diet assessment may be one of the most powerful wellness tools that you can use. So scientific research has proven that what you eat can change your DNA for the better or for worse. So historical documents dating back thousands of years attribute health to a sound and balanced diet. So how many of us grew up, really, how many of us grew up and we were hearing from our parents and our grandparents, they were telling us, you are what you eat. Remember that? Well, a printed mention of this philosophy appeared in print around 200 years ago. It said, tell me what you eat, and I will tell you what you are. This was a French author, and Thamine Brillant Savin, in 1826. He said that. But if we go back a little further to Hippocrates, he said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. He said that around 440 BC. So there's really no doubt that man has known for some time the health importance of the right foods. So the thing is, a lot of times we don't get full disclosure on things, you know. Getting off track can be costly to your health. And unfortunately, allopathic modern medicine is pretty weak in the food area and also in educating patients on how to eat well. So the toxins alone in prescribed medicines is really enough to weaken vital organs. Now, patients should remember the old clause, buyer beware, which basically means an individual buys at their own risk and should investigate before making purchases. And we all bear some responsibility in doing our due diligence before we take action. So here's an example. It's knowing about the medications prescribed to you. So few people look into the side effects and long-term risks. So there's plenty of drugs there really aren't supposed to be used for more than a few weeks, and doctors often prescribe them for a year or longer. Your non-steroidal anti-inflammatories is a perfect example. So a physician's desk reference here could help fill in the blanks on what you may not know about a drug therapy that's recommended to you. Or if you're using the internet, search for the drug information, including side effects, and then check for the common and rare side effects, which are often listed on the WebMD.com website. Now, another example here that I'm seeing is a lot of people are not given all the details on the blood thinners. Patients aren't given all the details on blood thinners. And the new generation one specifically is called Eliquis. So this is a new generation blood thinner that doctors are moving to, and they're taking their patients off the old blood thinners called Werifin and Coumadin. All of them work to thin the blood, but one key element is that Eliquis has blood thinning action that cannot be reversed should there be hemorrhaging. So most of the time, this is not disclosed to the patient. So a serious trauma injury could make the person bleed out, and there's really nothing medical professionals can do. Therefore, research suggests, you know, it may be better to make diet changes to positively influence the fibrinogen, which is the protein clot factor in your blood, to prevent abnormal clots and not have to take the drugs, because your fibrinogen is definitely affected by diet, influenced by diet. Now, you want to be aware of a couple of foods, so we got time. We're going to talk about these. Our food chain has some broken links in it, and some foods are known to be healthy for us, well, but they're now adulterated, and you really should not – they shouldn't be your first choice. So here's an example. Frank, do you like salmon? You like salmon? I'm thinking you do. Are you a fish guy? I like salmon. I like it a little crispy, you know, but you got to cook it just right. You don't want to get it too dry. You used to eat salmon. Okay, well, normally salmon has really healthy omega-3 fatty acids in it, and you usually find the best fatty acids in salmon if it's wild caught. Frank says he doesn't trust the seafood now. I understand. So you know, finding wild-caught salmon in healthy waters, that's the thing. Select salmon that comes from healthy waters that don't really have any known pollutants that you're aware of. The farm-raised salmon, although in a controlled environment avoiding polluted waters, there are issues with the end product. Because the fish are fed a feed, it can contain GMO grains, antibiotics, synthetic vitamins, and other chemical drugs that are really not safe for humans, and it produces a byproduct having less nutrition and less omega-3 fatty acids. Now, according to Dr. Joseph Mercola, farm-raised salmon has some problems. Here they are. 50% less nutritious, he says, less healthy fat and protein in the farm-raised version. He says less pink-red color due to the synthetic astaxanthin petrochemical they put in the feed. So natural astaxanthin comes from plankton to give salmon that natural pink color, but a synthetic version attempts to do that minus the protein, the minerals, the vitamins, and the natural source has. Also, testing the fish flesh, they say the farm-raised contain high levels of PCBs and chemical toxins like dioxins, toxaphenin, drexedrin, and mercury. Now, farm-raised salmon are really not as healthy and are more susceptible also to viruses. Like salmon often get the anemia virus and some others. So, of course, they're getting drugged and to prevent that. So the genetically engineered foods are also to be closely investigated, as, you know, a lot of people come with, a lot of foods that are patented. That's what a GMO is. And the patented foods come with changes to the original creation so they can get the patent. That means there's a lot of change in order to get the patent. It's not like the original. And what studies are showing or suggesting is that GMO foods can cause inflammation and tissue damage in humans and animals. Now, Hawaii, which you're familiar with, Frank, you used to live there for a little bit. Hawaii exports produce, and one is the papaya. It is one fruit that is now genetically modified so it can resist the ring spot virus. So this fruit has been genetically modified starting in 2004. Most papaya seeds from Hawaii are now all GMO. It's real interesting that the European Union bans the GMO foods. So does Russia and Costa Rica. Can't get them exported to those countries. And let's just talk about the meats for a minute. You probably, if you're a meat eater, you're shopping lean meats, you know, less fat. Well, drug-induced lean meats are on this list. So if you are eating grain-fed, non-organic meats, they most likely will have been treated with GMO grains and a drug called acetopamine. The drug names would be Paline and Optiflex. So it is a beta antagonist drug, and it's used for livestock, used to reduce fat, and enhance muscle, but originally the drug was used to treat asthma and livestock. So you might think you are not eating meats with that in it, but then here's what it's used on. 45% of the pork industry has it, 30% of the cattle industry has it, and it's unknown how much is being used in the poultry industry for chicken and turkey. They don't know yet. Here's a quote from a veterinarian, Michael Fox. He says up to 20% of the acetopamine remains in the meat that you buy from the supermarket. So there are also accounts since 1998 of people getting acetopamine poisoning, eating pork. So Russia has banned U.S. pork and red meat since 2013 because of the toxins. And China and Taiwan also banned the products because of the chemical in it. So your beverages, let's get to the sparkly drinks. Your beverages also may be a problem if you're drinking citrus-flavored sodas or sport drinks. They contain brominated vegetable oils. They were patented as a flame retardant. So the FDA approved flavoring these drinks to contain this in 1977, and studies show it can cause reproductive and behavioral problems. Drinks that often have this additive are Mountain Dew, Sunkist, Fanta, Power Ace, Gatorade, Fresca, and Spurt. So these beverages are banned in Japan and pretty much all over Europe, 13 countries there. So if you have bromine toxicity, well, you can develop the following. Skin rashes, acne, loss of appetite, cardiac arrhythmia, limited organ damage, birth defects, growth problems, hearing loss, mental health problems, iodine deficiency, because that would go along with thyroid disease, autoimmune disease, and cancer. So we're in a world where we're getting fed a lot of toxins we aren't aware of. The average consumer doesn't know that, right? Who would know that unless you're digging for it? And I tell people, you should dig. Got a few minutes, take 15 minutes a day, get on the internet, and look up these secret assassins in your foods, because that's what they are. Now, there are many foods often stocked by your grocery stores that are going to have these secret assassins in them. Even your doctor doesn't have a clue about it. Therefore, medical professionals, they're not going to connect the dots that your problem is in the food, in your diet, and that's what's causing your health problem. However, with a little patience and a little due diligence, you too can determine where the health problems are stemming from and stop the toxicity. Imagine that. So since toxins can build up in your system, it's real important to pull those impurities back out, and you can do those with herbs, cleansing herbs. Now, again, your medical doctor is really not going to have a clue about that either. So the human body is designed to regenerate if we stop polluting it with toxic chemicals and remove the residues. And I call it the cleanse and nourish approach. And most of the internal medicine issues I see as a nutrient depletion issue and prescription drugs. And these food chemicals can do that to you. So I like to use whole food supplements. I don't like the synthetic isolated product. I avoid the prepackaged foods, and I make my own food entrees myself, and I encourage you to do the same so you know what the heck is in it, right? Eating out can be a real question mark, you know, because food keeps going up, and for restaurants to keep things affordable, are they going to cheaper ingredients? So the Mediterranean diet now is often recommended for healthy eating and fewer health problems. I would suggest bebopping over to the bookstore, going to the cookbook section. They have cookbooks by region, and you can pick up a Mediterranean paperback book for very little money, and you can learn to make these dishes in 20 minutes. You know, and you can meal prep on Sunday and take this stuff to work. So you got some healthy foods when you're at work. So if you're looking for the detox part, okay, that's the other step. You want to pull these toxins that have, you know, built up in the system. You know, you've got a cumulative effect in the tissues going on. So for your detox cleansing, call Apothecary Herbs. They have the organ cleanse packages for you. You can cleanse bowel, prostate, kidney, bladder, liver, gallbladder, blood system. You have tools, and you can purge a lot of these toxins out and perk the organs back up. So it's sort of like removing stumbling blocks that bog the system down that can, and, you know, give disease a foothold. So Apothecary Herbs, you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. But you can also call them at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. I would request their free catalog, and you can just, on the table of contents, find the cleansing section, flip on over to that, and the cleanses are listed in order and how you should do them for your success, okay? If you're outside the U.S., the number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Again, thepowerherbs.com. Now, they are in the middle of a Friendship Day sale, and you can save 20% on orders of $55 or more. You want to use coupon code FRIENDS23 when you're checking out. If you're online, you can write it on your order form, put it in the mail, or you can use it over the phone. If you can't remember the coupon code, just say, I want the best discount, and they'll give it to you. You want to hurry, though. The sale will end on July 31st, and restrictions do apply. So thepowerherbs.com, you want to take the power back, and you want to be healthy and well out there. And a cure, a true bona fide cure, is putting your body back into its original wellness. I don't see allopathic medicine doing that. I see them managing your symptoms of illness until you die of your disease. So, which I think the toxins and the drugs are helping them out a little bit. I mean, you may have the illusion of functioning, but metabolically, I don't think so. If you want to check that out, there's a chemist that used to work for the drug company, Shane Ellison. He wrote a book, Over the Counter Natural Cures, and he'll explain in very common, plain language what these drugs do to you on a metabolic level. Yeah, especially that heart section. If you've got a good heart section there. And he offers, you know, alternatives, because he's not working for the drug companies anymore. He's helping people get well the natural way, which I applaud him. So Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, Shane Ellison, if you want to check that out at bookstores or libraries, and Get Empowered. Great book for your wellness library, of course. Another book for your library is our Power Herbs book. It is a PDF download, Kindle, or iPad format. It's not in hard copy, so it's something that's emailed to you, or you can download if you ordered the downloadable versions. So thepowerherbs.com, just click on books and newsletters, and it's there. It's a 400-page book, and it's $14.99, but only in a download version. All right, I can see by the clock we're going to be taking a break, but when we come back from the break, we're going to get you all set up for the cold season, how we can cut down on some of our spread of bacteria. So we're going to look at that and some other things. So when we come back, we're going to empower you some more. Be right back.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age,
there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
What is this, the 70s? The Bee Gees? Okay, well, we're going to be moving along here. We're going to be going down the road of influenza season because it's right around the corner. I know you're saying, well, honey, it's not even August yet. I know, but I want you to start thinking, getting prepared for your influenza viral season because it's going to take some thinking and preparing for it, and you just don't want to be caught off guard, because a lot of people know your influenza strains, you know, different ones circulate from year to year. Now, there are some reports that flu season can be relatively mild coming up, or it can be the other way. And a lot of your vaccines, for the most part, if they're not really very effective with regard to influenza, I think one report said if it is, it may be under 30% effective. But these statistics on vaccine effectiveness and the number of flu deaths are, you know, taken kind of with a grain of salt by some experts. So the reason is your health authorities really don't separate influenza cases from respiratory bacterial infections like pneumonia or other viruses, because physicians and hospitals do not test to identify the pathogen. Therefore, these cases are kind of lumped into a category of influenza. So this tends to present an inaccurate picture of the number of flu cases, the deaths from flu. It kind of skews the whole effectiveness report of the vaccine as well. So the art of predicting your flu strains in order to make a vaccine is kind of an educated guess. However, we're reading lots of reports every year that proclaim your vaccines have, you know, saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Get your flu shot. That's what you're told. There's essentially no hard data really that backs that up on your flu vaccine success rate. And likewise, there's really has been no data regarding testing the safety of an influenza vaccine or vaccines in general. And if we learned anything from 2020, hobo. So vaccines have been regarded, successful. That's pretty much what we're hearing. But to be honest, if they were truthful, vaccines are a hypothesis. It's an educated guess. It hasn't been really proven. Flu treatments, not based on scientific facts, but on guesswork, is really what we have. And if there's another way to prevent or shorten influenza infections, let's look and see what's out there. Options are always a good thing, Frank. You know, if you are not fond of getting a vaccine that may have ingredients that you're not fond of, not really thinking they're very helpful, may put you at risk. Well, okay, so you're looking for your options. Let's investigate what people have done in the past to help protect themselves from flu. The whole world's aware of there's natural alternatives out there with regard to flu protection. Cultures around the globe exercise them. These options are important, and a lot of them have been used for thousands of years. And you pass down what works, okay? So here's some research. There have been some, research with regard to physicians and scientists that are looking what really works to fight an influenza strain. So there are scientists out there digging. And one particular fact to remember is your antibodies are made by your immune system when you have a fever of 101 degrees or higher. It's fever generated. It's temperature specific. So no fever, no antibody rolling around, which, comes to mind. What does the doctor tell you to do? Take an aspirin, a Tylenol, lower the fever. You'll feel more comfortable. Yeah, you'll feel more comfortable, but you just shut off the antibodies and you're sicker longer. So the fever seems to be a very important trigger for the immune system to launch a defense of cells to fight an infection. And one cell in particular is your adaptogen cell that can take previous antibodies and adapt them to fit the new pathogen. So if you got a mutated virus, but your body says, well, it kind of looks like the flu bug you got 2 years ago, so it can take that antibody and adjust it to the new strain. Now, vaccines are not capable of doing that. And however, they are capable of weakening an immune system response, which we all depend on for our survival. Now, in 2018, this research in the American Journal of Chinese Medicine said that herbs contain antiviral compounds to fight flu infections. So this research was a systematic review, and the significance of it is the review was able to prove with a high level of evidence and efficiency your medicinal herbs do fight influenza infection. So one of the concerns scientific medicine had was the mutation rate of viruses. But according to the study, this very reason forced the scientific community to explore alternative herb compounds with antiviral effects, because mutation or no, your antibodies are kind of tailored to that specific pathogen, whereas your flu shots, not so much. So the report admits that science has been working on an herbal antiviral agent. They want it to have the ability to target the proteins in pathways of influenza viruses, neutralize them. Well, that's what your killer T cells do. So they want to study the herb compounds and find out the mechanics involved in order to mimic that, make a drug out of it, or a new vaccine for you. Here's some out of Ohio State. University scientific research being done there. They want to discover the next big deal, next big drug to treat a variety of diseases. Researchers at Ohio State University looked at a lot of studies using herbs that inhibit virus-inducing influenza. So there have been some antiviral drugs out there in the market. Have you not noticed they kind of have drug companies have trying to highlight antivirals lately? And so they're using chemical compounds they are taking from medicinal herbs, your immune support herbs, to try to do that. So herbs can make quick work of viruses by targeting the host cell that is sending out hundreds of infectious seeds and corrupting healthy cells. So herbs can destroy the chemical signaling pathway that these viruses are using and also to replicate with. Therefore, scientific medicine has known this about herbs and these efficient antiviral abilities. Global science also knows this. All right, so let's look at the herb market for a little bit. Very popular for many, many, many reasons. Dietary supplement herbal market kind of took a hit in Europe when the European Union took shape with the 13 countries there. They took some regulatory control over many of their supplements there, including herbs. And the problem we face here in America is that same European Union regulatory law could be growing in power right here in the United States, where you may have a hard time at some point getting what you want. So what happened is 20,000 herbs were taken off the shelves as soon as the European Union adopted their food harmonization laws, or Codex Alimentarius is another word for it. And it's to highly regulate everything, not just your supplements, but your food, water, everything. So the European Union Health Authority did this. They have written into their regulations on supplements there to highly regulate them. And so if we in the United States lose access to, with certain similar laws, we're in a world of hurt. Things are not going to be available like they are in the European Union. So the Food and Safety Authority of the European Union banned thousands of herbs, restricted herb supplement formulas to be made with just a single herb. So combination herb formulas were off the market there, still are. So combination herb formulas are frowned upon in the European Union. So if the herbs are not registered with the authorities, it's prohibited. To register an herbal ingredient is very time consuming and expensive. The companies able to comply with those regulations are going to be your largest companies, your pharmaceuticals. So, by the way, the registration process is so difficult that few are able to comply with it. Applications must prove your herb has been used for medicine for 30 years. And the supportive proof can be submitted also, but it's also very restrictive. Yeah. So they know that these herbs work. See. Does that ring a bell? Does this kind of show you a picture? Let me read you. This is Professor of Health Research, Southampton University, UK, George LeWiff. He said, recent studies show at least 6 billion Britons use herbal medicine in the past 2 years. Up till now, the herbal medicine industry has been covered by the 1968 Medicines Act. Evidence for efficiency of herbal medicines is growing. They may offer a cheap and safe and effective approach to many common complaints, end of quote. But, you know, the issue could get clouded where they say there's safety concerns, that's not been proven, and all of a sudden you can't, I don't know, let's say you can't get garlic. You know, it's a natural blood thinner, it's an all-around antiviral, bacterial, fungal. What if they just said, you know, we need to regulate that? I mean, well, there goes the spaghetti sauce, right, Frank? Well, Frank says he's not worried. He can grow his own. Mm-hmm. Well, UK Daily said this in 2011. Many herbal remedies were lost with the new European Union regulations. Such herbs are only available to those who can afford the licensing registration process, which costs six figures, end of quote. So, you know, this process of harmonizing foods and supplements, really it's not about protecting people, but it's all about control, privilege, having access. The other thing that's really strange that I've noticed the European Health Authority doing is they're kind of like on a mind trip of control, if you ask me. They want to deconstruct your medicinal herbs. I'm not kidding you. I've talked about this before. They want to deconstruct the chemical compounds of your herbs, okay, and then sell you each of those chemical derivatives separately so that you can put it all back together again and have that herb. That's the control they would like to have over a natural source. So the scientific research, along with your empirical history, is proving herbs do work. And so they're so effective, billions of people are using them instead of prescription therapy. So this has kind of impacted, you know, the pockets of the drug companies to the extent that they are looking to regulatory bodies to remove access to those medicinal herbs. So this regulating agenda is kind of ongoing. It's whittling away at the accessibility of herb supplements, and they started this agenda in the European Union and in Canada, but they really want to move it to the United States. So you want to consider some points that if your herbs were ineffective, there would be no market for them. If they were ineffective, people would not use them repeatedly. If they were ineffective, there would be no empirical history of herbal use. If they were ineffective, there would be no reason to remove them as a competition to drugs. If they were ineffective, drug companies would not have taken compounds from herbs to make drugs in the first place. And if they were ineffective, there would be no expensive research to find out how medicinal herbs are doing it with antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial action. Right? Good questions. These are God's medicines he left us, provides us. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. Right under our nose, right here. And of course, you know, the devil don't want you to have it. And he wants to make the herbal medicine the culprit, the bad guy, when it's really the opposite. It's really a poor man's medicine. That's what herbs have always been in empirical history. The poor would, you know, harvest garlic to make themselves better. So we can find a lot of these examples in empirical history that herbs have been a vital resource to all of humanity. So those who need scientific proof that herbs have a vital importance regarding health, well, they're now getting it with new scientific reports. So the Holy Bible is also the authority far above the scientific community. And if God says his herbs are here to protect us and heal us, to, you know, offer man's body that nutritional source of nutrition that the body needs to be triumphant over an infection, well, all you got to do is flip over in the Bible, and in Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, Psalms 104, 14, or Revelations chapter 22, 2, or just some of the examples that God is imploring us to be healthy, be well. That's what he wants for everyone. And this is how you get there. Now, Americans need to be very vigilant that what's been happening in the European Union and Canada doesn't happen in the United States. I talk to British folks and Canadians and Australians and New Zealanders. Fortunately, for those countries of the EU, they have a little bit of a loophole where they can import directly to themselves some of the herbal medicinals they can't buy in their homeland. It has to be under, like, a certain order amount. I think it's under $1,500, something like that, $2,000. So, of course, they're paying taxes and duties on their end when it gets there. So we should be thanking God, because we are, looks like, one of the last countries standing that we have freedom to grow herbs, harvest them, use them medicinally, buy supplements that have, and by the way, we have herbal supplement formulas that have more than one ingredient in them. I mean, if we went to only one ingredient herbal formulas, I mean, you could say goodbye to your organ cleanses, your prostate cleanse, your kidney bladder cleanse, your blood cleanse, which, you know, helps with things like sepsis, food poisoning, all kinds of stuff. the liver gallbladder cleanses. Most of your organ cleanses that purify these organs that help you live well are going to go away. And you won't have access. So I have people from Dubai, Frank, that call me up wanting me to send them because they've got a horrible way of eating over there. They eat a lot of rich stuff. And they got digestive problems. They do. And they're wanting these cleanses. They want to get well, but they can't get them into their country. There's just no way I can ship them there. So be thankful. Let the Lord know each and every day that you're thankful for His hand of protection on this area of your wellness, because herbs back up bodily functions. They cleanse and nourish the system. And if you want to know why and how they do that, most of your herbs are on the bitter side. They're really compacted with compound nutrition in a balanced chemistry that God did. And that's why they're bitter. And that's why you eat a little bit. You don't eat gobs of it like, you know, a strawberry. Strawberry's sweet and juicy, and you can eat a lot of that. But medicinal herbs, it's just a little bit. And they're bitter for that reason. You know, you just need a little bit because they're really potent. And if they weren't so potent, they weren't so efficient, if they weren't so good for you, modern medicine wouldn't be, have made prescription drugs out of it in the beginning years before they made synthetics. And they wouldn't be doing a deep dive into how herbs can help them make an anti-influenza medication when you got herbs. And keep in mind, in the 1920s and 30s, that's where your medical physicians graduated from, was natural healing medical schools. They knew nutrition. Yeah, they knew anatomy and chemistry and all that, and surgery, but they knew nutrition. And they can heal people. Okay, think about that. If medical science is so advanced and so great right now, people in the 20s and 30s should have been, well, we probably should have been extinct by now if we were relying on medical science. But we were relying on naturopaths is what they were, natural doctors. And then they closed all those schools by 1940, and then all you had was the AMA allopathic medicine petrochemical type of teaching. And that's where your medical doctors came from then. So you can almost look at this line in the sand in 1940, and we went from God's medicine to man's medicine. And we got a lot of health problems now. People may be living longer, but they're not healthier. I can remember, Frank, growing up in the 60s, the elderly neighbors of my grandparents would be riding bicycles down the street at 70 and 80 years of age. I don't see many people doing that now at that age. I mean, they're in a hover round at Walmart, but they're not on a bike. So you see this decay, really, of the human system propped up by drug therapy. And sooner or later you get rebound effect where you got a problem worse than when you started. So who's kidding who? What the medical definition of a cure really is taking the patient, putting them back to their original wellness before they even got sick. That's not happening in healthcare. Nope, that's not happening. And the thing is, your physical therapist, your dentist, these doctors know this. But that's how they were trained. So they don't, and they're in all these specialties. There's really not any holistic teaching for wellness for doctors, you know. You've got the bone expert over here, digestive expert over here, heart doctor over there, brain doctor over there. You don't, and your general practitioner, God bless them, you know, they're good for colds and flus maybe, you know, telling you what you got and then tell you to go get this prescription filled or do the over-the-counter stuff, but that's it. And on trauma care is real important for healthcare. That's probably where it shines. But we have power now, And if you want to keep it, you want to exercise it, do your due diligence and make sure you keep your finger on the pulse of what your legislative bodies are doing, what your governments are doing. You know, what the Bible calls the princes, you know, that do mischief in secret. They craft laws too grievous for the people to bear. Yeah, so you want to keep your finger on that pulse, or you're not going to be able to get pandemic kits and natural antiviral herbs like your garlic in a medicinal form. You may not even get any of those spices for, like, you know, culinary use without, you know, I don't know, some sort of permission. It could get that stringent. Well, I know, I've been babbling on here, but call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get a free catalog. They do specialize in immune-boosting, organ-cleansing, and metabolic-strengthening herb formulas. Just give a call, and the catalog is shipped to you free, first-class mail. If you request one online, you also get an email that offers you the option to download the catalog, but you will receive a hard copy automatically, so don't worry if you get that. It doesn't mean you're not getting a hard copy. You will. If you're looking for the Power Herbs book, it's under the Books and Newsletters tab up there, and this is a download. It's in three formats you can select from: PDF, Kindle, and iPad. It's a 400-page book with a herb symptom reference guide in it. And remember, your herbs are timeless. So a lot of these books you've maybe picked up over the years are still vital, have vital information in there. Put it in your, you know, wellness library and keep that. So it's $14.99 for the download. It's not in hard copy anymore, but it is worth the money if you can do the download. And, of course, the catalog is free, so that'll be a list of the products. So thepowerherbs.com if you want to visit thepowerherbs.com, and if you want to give them a call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and if you're outside the United States, 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com. They got a wellness sale going on. They call it the Friendship Day Sale. 20% off, orders of $55 or more, runs through the end of July. Restrictions apply. Details are online, or give them a call. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.